right, so it's our second installment of Out of Hours, but this time, instead of an extended interview, we actually have some terrible, awful breaking news.
Yeah, so, you know, we try to bring you whatever information we have at our hands so you guys can formulate what's going on out in the industry. And one of those breaking stories that are out there right now is Arnold Transportation's closure. It's still developing. It's been developing over some time, but officially it's out there. People have been laid off. And I brought somebody that's near and dear to the whole situation. So I got Tony with us from Arnold. How's it going, Tony?
Good afternoon. It's going good.
That's better than the alternative, given everything that you and your previous team have gone through.
Yeah, it's been a rough, when we got the notice Friday, it's been a rough few days. So, you know, I had kind of seen the writing on the wall, so I'm a little luckier than most. But, yeah, there's a lot of people that are pretty upset right now and pretty worrisome about what's going to happen with them.
Yeah, I mean, so I was looking over some of what's out there. And so the company had sent out an official notice, but leading up to that, you know, there were some things. You were kind of one of the last people standing on the ship. So tell us a little bit about how this process played out.
So a couple of years ago, and kind of a quick synopsis of what went down, a couple of years ago, Pride Logistics, Pride Truck Sales out of Canada, bought Arnold from the Del Bovo family. And I've been with the company a little over 3.5 years, and we were in the 450 plus truck range. And during the 2 years after this Pride Logistics, Pride Truck Sales bought us, it was a steady decline. I was a recruiter there. We had a lot of problems with communication from Canada and a lot of things that went down with drivers not wanting to stay. So their retention was terrible. And so over the last couple months, up until the letter Friday, they had slowly started reducing the employees, laying them off, giving them some severance. I was a recruiter, but I was told not to recruit for the last probably 30 days. I'm coming in just answering the phones and things like that. I wasn't allowed to recruit because they were having people routed back to the thing, laying people off, the truck drivers. And then Friday, there was always this, you know, they always had this undertone that they were going to reduce everything and start back fresh. And Friday we got the letter and stating that yesterday on a Tuesday, the 30th was going to be the last day of operations. And they laid off every single employee there. The maintenance people were caught. The mechanics were caught because they had been kind of led to believe they were going to stay open and work on truck, you know, fixing trucks. And, you know, it was a full 6, 8, 10 bay shop, and they laid everybody off. So yesterday was the last day. They took everybody's keys, everybody's badges, and said goodbye. And there was no, they did pay vacation, but they had no severance. And, you know, a lot of these drivers were caught blindsided. They had told them that they're, hey, we're routing you back to the shop, and we're going to let you go home and until further notice. And all along, they had the knowledge that they were going to lay them off.
So the way this played out, and, you know, forgive me if I make any mistakes, feel free to correct me, is the drivers were told that they were coming back for some restructuring of the organization, nothing to make them worry. And then they were given some time off, but no information on how long that time was going to be. And then all of a sudden, once all the trucks were secured, then it was this letter went out on Friday the 26th.
100% correct.
So, and you were one of the last people in the office when this was going down. So I imagine they had you singing a narrative. You probably saw some writing on the walls as this progressed, and then you probably didn't expect to get this letter on Friday.
Absolutely not. I figured if they kept me as being the only recruiter for the company, I expected if they had laid me off, you know, a month ago or 2 months ago, that was going to be the definite answer, that they were not going to move forward. But keeping me on payroll and doing the things I did, I contacted every driver that we had active, which by this time we were down to about 130 drivers. I contacted everyone first, and then I had contacted everybody first and kind of give them, hey, we're just sending you home, you know. And yeah, I didn't have anything on the wall until Friday. So it caught me just like it caught every single person, human resources and all the office people. It caught us totally by surprise.
Well, I mean, this is developing and we have the letter up so people could see how this was structured and how this looked. But thoughts and prayers out to everyone that was affected by this. The numbers are out currently at about 700 people laid off altogether. This is, one of those times where you don't want to be someone on the market. So thoughts and prayers to those people. Be on the lookout for people from Arnold Transportation looking for employment opportunities. You have some exciting news though. End this on a positive note.
Yes, I do.
So tell us a little bit about your positive news.
Moving forward, I had been in contact with a company, and with the person that used to be was my boss at Arnold at one time. And I can I say her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, Christine. She was my boss, and I kept in constant contact with her, and I had talked with some individuals from Hot Seat, and I am looking forward to do that. I have a trip in Florida next week, but I'm looking forward to getting started and getting going.
So great. Bad things cause doors to close, new doors open. I'm sure you're going to have a great experience. I might be a little biased with the Hot Seat Services team, but wish you the best of luck. And for everyone else out there that's impacted by this, reach out, use your network, and thoughts and prayers with you.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. And I think a lot of people are worried. Now, they've been calling me and over the last, Monday and Tuesday, and yesterday we all went out after, and there's some upset people, but moving forward, that's, sometimes change is good, and that's the way I'm looking at it.
Awesome. Well, look forward to this story as it develops. And, in the interest of providing people with the details, that's what we're doing here on Cents Per Mile and Out of Hours. And, as this develops, we'll keep bringing it to you. So thank you guys for tuning in for this Out of Hours session of Cents Per Mile. As depressing as it was, news is the news.
See you next time.